With Maulana Shafiq Haji on Riyadu Dhakirin.
Let us now go to the Quran al-Kareem and firstly the Hadith on the importance of the Quran al-Kareem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن سورة في القرآن 30 آية شفاعة لرجل حتى غفر له وهي تبارك الذي بيده الملك أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is in the Quran a surah of 30 ayat which intercedes for a person, its reader, until he is forgiven. And this is a surah Tabarakal Ladi, and that is referring to surah Mulk in the Quran al-Kareem. And subhanallah, this surah, a person who reads every single night before residing to bed, Allah Tabarak wa ta'ala will give light for him in the qabr and save him from the adab of the qabr. So let us now go to the Quran al-Kareem, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 282, and thereafter we follow its tafsir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل ولا يأب كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله وليملل الذي عليه الحق وليتق الله ربه ولا يبخس منه شيئا فإن كان الذي عليه الحق سفيها أو ضعيفا أو لا يستطيع أن يمله فليملل وليه بالعدل واستشهدوا شهيدين من رجالكم فإن لم يكونا رجلين فرجل وامرأتان ممن ترضون من الشهداء أن تضل إحداهما فتذكر إحداهما الأخرى ولا يأبى الشهداء إذا ما دعوا ولا تسأموا أن تكتبوه صغيرا أو كبيرا إلى أجله ذلكم أقسط عند الله وأقوم للشهادة وأدنى ألا ترتابوا إلا بينكم فليس عليكم جناح ألا تكتبوها وأشهدوا إذا تبايعتم ولا يضار كاتب ولا شهيد وإن تفعلوا فإنه فسوق بكم واتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله والله بكل شيء عليم
صدق الله العظيم. Surah Al-Baqarah revealed in Madinatul Munawwara. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the Noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this particular verse, verse 282, a very lengthy verse of the Qur'an al-Kareem, in fact the lengthiest verse in the Qur'an al-Kareem. And this verse refers to as follows, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل ولا يأب كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله فليكتب وليملل الذي عليه الحق وليتق الله ربه ولا يبخس منه شيئا فإن كان الذي عليه الحق صفيا أو ضعيفا أو لا يستطيع أن يمل فليملل وليه بالعدل واستشهدوا شهيدين من رجالكم فإن لم يكونا رجلين فرجل وامرأتان ممن ترضون من الشهداء أن تضل إحداهما فتذكر إحداهما الأخرى ولا يأبى الشهداء إذا ما دعوا ولا تسأموا أن تكتبوا صغيرا أو كبيرا إلى أجله. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the first part of this verse of the Qur'an al-Kareem, it's a very lengthy verse, so I have broken it up into two. We discussed the first part of this particular verse, where Allah says, O you who believe, when you contract a debt for a fixed term, then record it in writing. Let the scribe record the transaction between you with equity. No scribe should refuse to write. As Allah taught him, so should he write, let him who incurs in debt dictate, and he should fear his Rabb, diminishing not thereof. If the one upon whom is the debt is low in understanding, or weak or unable to dictate, then the guardian of his interest should dictate with equity. Call to witness two persons from your men. If there not be two men, then one man and two women of whom you approve as witness, so that if the one woman should err, the other may remind her. The witness should not refuse when summoned. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the laws of lending, recording and calling witnesses. Now in terms of the words and letters, the verse is the longest in the Qur'an al-Kareem. And the verse exhorts people to record in writing all the debts having a fixed date of payment. Now the permissibility of transacting on credit and taking loans is deduced from this, together with the emphasis which is emphasized instructions to record this meticulously. Now here Jama'at al-Muslimin, the amount of the debt as well as the due date of payment must be recorded in the document. Subhanallah. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He has guided mankind. Because man can make mistakes, can make errors, and forget to. So everything should be done in return. Hisab kitab, absolutely important. And this shall prove beneficial in the event of a dispute. Now, which can easily be resolved by the document. When a document is there, a person looks at it and see what the contents of the document is. Now, the verse stipulates here a fixed term, which serves to make the term a highly defined one, such as a fixed date. Jama'at al-Muslimin, uncertain terms may not be fixed. Such as saying that the payment will be due when one's orchard ripens, or when the harvest, or when he harvests, or when someone returns from a journey. So it should not be in a vague situation. The ulama have not classified the order to record credit transactions as fard or wajib, but as an emphasized mustahab, highly preferable. The verse also stresses that the scribe of the transaction should be impartial and just, not making any changes to the document, amanat, a great amanat. Allah also advises the scribes not to refuse writing, since Allah granted this gifted ability to him, and he should utilize it to serve Allah's creation. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let him who incurs the debt dictate, and he should fear his Rabb, diminishing not thereof. He should fear. Allah says, يَدَدْ وَلْيُمْلِلِ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ الْحَقُّ وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ وَلَا يَبْخَسْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. Now in this dictation of the term of contract, the debtor should not expropriate any right of his creditor. The debtor has been instructed to dictate because this serves as an admission by him for taking the debt, for taking the loan. It also serves to protect him from paying extra, since he will be cautious in this particular matter. At the same time, Jama'at Muslimin, he should not dictate a smaller amount by exploiting the creditor's negligence or ignorance of terminology. Jama'at Muslimin, however, If the debtor is unable to dictate, the guardian of his affairs may do so on his behalf. This may occur when a person is either immature or too old, prone to memory lapses and errors. It would also apply to people who are mute or do not understand the language in which the document is written. In all these cases, there exists the possibility that matters could be complicated, for which reason another well-wisher of the debtor should intervene and dictate fairly. Then furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, call to witness two persons from your men. If they not be two men, then one man and two women, of whom you approve as witnesses. Allah very clearly says, وَاسْتَشْهِدُوا شَهِدَيْنِ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُونَا رَجُلَيْنِ فَرَجُلُوا وَامْرَأَتَانِ مِمَّنْ تَرْضَوْنَ مِنَ الشُّهَدَاءِ. Subhanallah, beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it here, because of the multiple kind of task and lack of education. Women generally possess a forgetful nature and weakness of expression. Here the verse states that together with one man, two women are required as witness, so that if the one woman should err, the other may remind her. And this applies to general circumstances, since there are many exceptions where women may possess stronger memories, are more intelligent or better able to express themselves than men. Now here the witness must be sane. He must be sane. Adult Muslims, as understood by the clause when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from your men, and from the second clause, namely, of whom you approve as witnesses, it is gathered that they should also be pious and just, and such that both contracting parties rely on them. There should be no fear of partiality or injustice. Jama'at al-Muslimin, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the witnesses should not refuse when summoned. And here is, once the witnesses are fully conversant and fully known what the matter at hand, should any dispute arise, they cannot refuse to give testimony to resolve the controversy. It shall be wajib for them to testify when their testimony will prevent the right of any of their parties from being being done wrong, and should they, despite knowing the truth, conceal their testimony, they should be greatly sinful, as mentioned in a subsequent verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be not reluctant in the recording of debts, be they small or large, up to their fixed terms. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and understanding that when we take loans or loans are been given, then everything should be done in recording, so that tomorrow, Allah forbid, if there is a dispute which arises for whatever complications there are, then this document, inshallah, will assist and help the persons and the parties that are involved to resolve the matter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all. So this is the first portion of this very lengthy verse of Surah Baqarah. And inshallah we'll discuss now the remaining one tomorrow. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq and understanding. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.